say health cannot have vibes, well, Jolly's Pharmacy is proving you otherwise. With health vibes, every Wednesday morning on Q95 from 10 a.m. to 11:30. Health vibes, education, information, and a bit of humor. And not forgetting, lots of vibes. Hosted by Carlton Lando, with co-hosts Jacinta Fagan-Defoe and Trudy Kristen. Jolly's Pharmacy is bringing health and vibes together every Wednesday, so be sure to tune in. Every Wednesday on Q95 from 10 a.m. to 11:30. Jolly's Pharmacy, leading the way in healthcare.
It is now 20 minutes after the hour of 10 Eastern Caribbean time. Good morning to you. And you are connected to Health Vibes, your very own health talk show brought to you by the brand you trust the most, Jolly's Pharmacy. We're so happy that you are connected with us this morning on the big station QFM radio. My co-host is in studio.
Good morning.
Trudy, good morning.
Good morning, Carlton. Good morning to the listeners of Q95 FM radio and, of course, of Health Vibes, the very, very constant listeners of Health Vibes. Good morning to you.
Yes. And let me say good morning to Mrs. Jacinta Fagan-Defoe. Some of you may be wondering, what has happened to Jacinta? You will be hearing Jacinta very soon when I go on vacation. Very soon. And so Jacinta will be on sitting on because the pharmacy is very busy at this time. The two of us, it's a little a stretch. So she stays in to assist and do what she has to do. And so when I go on vacation or Trudy goes on vacation, Jacinta will be on with us. So Jacinta is still a part of the Health Vibes team.
Oh, yes.
But good morning to you, those of you who may be at this time fishing, or you may be doing some community work or building a house. I do hope that you have your large straw hat and your sunglasses and your water, your big bottle of water on that roof. And yes, the sunglasses is very important to protect the eye from that scorching rays of the sun. And many of you too may be in the garden trying to maybe make some money, reap what you would have sowed. You may be planting now, harvesting. You may be, as they would say, Zion, you know.
Yeah, up in Zion.
Yes, you're up in the Zion. And maybe the lady or the ladies are cooking a good one pot. You know, good morning to you. We are happy that you have connected with us. This morning we are going to do something of a difference, and it means that I need you to participate. We need you to participate. We have come on the show maybe for the very first time with a blank paper. So the paper has absolutely nothing on it, and what we're saying to you, we want you now to be the author of that page. So today is your day to have an open line to talk about anything that you want to talk about that is of medical
health
and wellness perspective. So anything that is of concern to you, that you want to discuss, you may want to ask a question about a disease that you're experiencing or medication that you're taking and you're experiencing XYZ side effect, or
Carlton, a health related topic that you would like to hear more discussion on, something that you maybe have not heard us discuss yet on Health Vibes, although we've discussed so many topics, but there may be something that you're saying to yourself, I wish people would discuss this more because this is something that affects me and maybe affects people that I know. So, you know, if you have that in mind, today is the day to let us know.
And I suspect the lines are already going, and we have a caller already on. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling.
Good morning, Carlson.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
I am listening to your program, as I very often do, and I have a question regarding when is the next female screening? Y'all had one in May.
Mm-hmm.
I missed it by a couple hours registration, and I've been asking and asking.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, I have not gotten any.
I will give you the answer. The answer is October.
Ooh.
Yes, because we want to do it in collaboration with Breast Cancer Month.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so that's why we want to do it in that, because it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So we want to do it around that time.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I was hoping there would be one before that.
Yeah, unfortunately. It takes a lot of planning and you have to get the right people and so forth. So we're looking at the month of October. As I said, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
We felt it would be more fitting to do it around that time.
Okay.
Okay.
All right then.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. And just be
all right,
patient.
Thank you.
All right. Okay.
Yes, Carlton. So the women's reproductive health screening session is being looked forward to.
Yes.
Yes. So that I know it was big.
It was big.
In
yes.
May. So October, you know, the ladies have to look forward to that. But of course, you know, screening can be done. Other than, you
yes.
know, during this time, mm-hmm. you can get your pap smears done, get your breast self-exams done, or have a nurse do it for you. So I'm happy that women are, you know, keeping tabs mm-hmm. on mm-hmm. these things. It shows the interest is there, which is mm-hmm. good.
Trudy, this morning I met with someone who is quite versed in the area of environmental health, and we had a very nice little discussion, and I was really talking to him about the quote-unquote sandfly
mm-hmm.
situation that many people are talking about, and he went on to correct me and said to me, it is not sandfly, mm-hmm. it is actually biting minge.
Biting minges.
Mm-hmm. Minges, right? Mm-hmm. Is that the pronunciation? Mm-hmm. Biting minges. And it is an arthropod,
mm-hmm.
right? So it comes from the crab family,
okay,
so to speak. And he said to me that it multiplies very, very, very quickly.
Yeah.
Let's take this caller. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling.
Good morning, Carlton and Trudy.
Good morning.
How y'all doing?
We're doing very fine.
We're good.
Good. Nice to hear this morning. It sounds like it's a beautiful day on the island.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Yes. I know I'm hearing the sound of the people, and what I'm hearing tells me what's taking place. I just heard your proposition to your callers this morning. Speak of anything you want. We didn't respect, yeah?
Yes, and help.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to put you on the spot there, you and Trudy. You remember, I would say about 3-4 years or more,
mm-hmm.
you had a program, and you had people calling in, giving all kind of herbs and
yes, I
the healing
that.
Properties mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. things like that.
Yes, I remember.
And you were thinking on having a project where you were going to document this thing, almost similar like your local encyclopedia of herbs and
mm-hmm.
the illnesses that they cure and the benefits.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to know if you still had that thing in mind, because I think it would be a good sell for the people of the island, and not only that, you know, for any person who deals in natural healing and alternative medicine. And I've been thinking about it. As a matter of fact, I thought about it a couple of years ago, and I said, you know, I'm going to ask Carlton that, and today is the perfect opportunity. And one more thing before I go. The healing of the people, not just with medicine, but I think there's a need for more people to engage in proper nutrition and eating the right stuff as opposed to all the imports. And I say that because in the last week or two, they're talking about raising taxes on this, that, and other imports and everything, and it's killing the people, breaking people's backs.
Mm-hmm.
So if you could go local, eat more natural food and more beneficial food to your body, you will save your pocket and you will save your life. You know, we'll have less obesity and healthier people, and a healthy body is a healthy mind. So I'm listening, but I appreciate that program this morning. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. In reference to documentation of the herbs. Ancient or the former natural homeopathic practices that were done, it is time consuming. It's something that I cannot do on my own. Mm-hmm. I don't have the resources and I don't have the knowledge base to do so. So it is one that would have to be collaborated with other people. Mm-hmm. You know, you definitely have to include
the herbalists
and the elderly people to assist you with these. And as well too, some of these practices may be endemic to different geographical locations in Dominica. Mm-hmm. Because, for example, how somebody may have mixed up a potion for, as we'd say, we met bless, for bless in the Kalinago territory might be very different in the West Coast. Mm-hmm. You understand? So there may be some,
some variations.
So all of this would have to be spoken about, and you need to know which of the two, you know. So it looks like a very lucrative project, but it's one that encompasses a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I don't know, we have a Dominica Health and Wellness Association.
Yes, there is
that sounds like a good project that they could take a big role in. But I think it's necessary though, Carlton, and it's just, you know, different people need to come together and the resources need to be there to make that happen. But it seems to be a very worthwhile endeavor.
Yes. We have another caller. Good morning to you, caller. Thank you for calling.
Good morning, Carlton and Trudy. How are you?
Morning.
We're doing very well. Good morning.
Morning. Carlton and Trudy, you know what I want to suggest? What I'd like you to have on your program. Like when you have your program, if you could bring in probably a dietitian and a nutritionist, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then they would, you know, everybody talking about what to do, eat that, eat this, this, for that, that, that. And they would give us a few pointers, you know?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Like they would tell us, well, if you have this, don't eat that. This is what you need to eat. That is, and you know, people would call and would ask questions.
We will have them on because we've done shows on nutrition and we've had in the past Mrs. Stitt, Meredith Stitt. I think she may have been on that show about 3 times.
Yeah.
We've had. I know I've done a show with Jacqueline Lancaster Prevost in the past. I've had Sister Nat as well. Talk on organic foods, and she was very. She may not be registered nutritionist, but she's very knowledgeable on a lot of these organic foods.
Yeah.
So we've done, but I'm glad that you've brought it up. We will bring in somebody again.
I listen to those programs, listen to them. But what I mean, like every now and then,
I get you. Thank you very
much.
We have another caller. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling.
Good morning, Carlton.
Good morning to you.
Young lady with you.
Good morning.
Yeah. Carlton, you heard about black seed oil before, right?
Yes, we actually sell the original black seed oil at Jolly's, both in capsules and the oil.
Okay. What are the benefits and how do you take it?
Well, black seed oil has been almost characterized as the healing oil of all oils. It is an oil that I will tell you doesn't have the nicest of tastes. And I've always been told the things that doesn't taste the best or that doesn't taste so nice is really what is most important to us. It is one that has been proven to help with reduce inflammation in the body, helps with boosting of the immune system, the lymphatic system, helps with skin as well, the respiratory system. So it is one that is, there are so many benefits in using it. I have used it myself. I use the oil. I may have used it for about 2 months. It is not the cheapest of products.
It's expensive, okay.
Yes, but it's a good product.
I met a Rasta man in Atlanta, and I bought a bottle because I hear about black seed oil, but I wasn't sure. I said, before I take it, I just want to know a little more about it, so that's why I heard your show this morning, so let me just ask you, you know?
Yes, but
anyway,
I just actually Googling it quickly there, And there is so much. It contains antioxidants and bioactive compounds that may benefit skin and hair health, reduce inflammation, as I said, even help to support weight loss. So there are a lot of things. So if you have back pain, if you have high blood pressure, infections, inflammations, all of these are some of the claims that the product is a link to, even to help reduce acne and psoriasis, which are two chronic skin conditions, wound healing. So I, as I said, it's one. I remember when I introduced it, when it was introduced at Jolly's and I came to the Friday to advertise it, Matt was excited because he said the doctor that he deals with in the US introduced him
to it.
And it was a specialist doctor, not a herbalist, but a doctor
thank you.
Introduced
thank you so
him.
Much.
Yes. So you can go ahead, use it. Yes. Trudy, you recognize our paper is already filling up.
Yes.
So it's, sometimes it's really good to just come up with some creative ideas. So we came up with our blank paper this morning and we just said, you know, we're going to dub this Have Your Say. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes we talk and yes, you listen, but sometimes you really want to have a say. You
right.
want to say something back to us.
And sometimes you may, as I said, you may have something you're interested in speaking about that we just have not touched on, and you know, you bringing it up to us will allow us to, you know, delve deeper into it, maybe get somebody on the program to speak more about it. So this is your opportunity mm-hmm. to bring forth all those ideas you have maybe had burning in your minds.
That's true.
Throughout the course of listening to Health Vibes.
So Trudy, I was talking about the
biting
minges, and a lot of people, so the word is, it is not what you are experiencing right now in our environment where many people are being beaten by this insect or this organism. It is from the experts, they're saying it is not sandflies.
Mm-hmm.
So it is not sandflies. It is called biting minges. So that is the organism. That's what it is called, biting minges. From what the expert said to me, it cannot get rid of it. It likes to feed on decaying matter.
Mm-hmm.
So like if you have old bananas,
any bush,
or any bush mm-hmm. anything that's decaying, it feeds on it. It multiplies a lot. And the main concern that is of benefit to us in a sense is that it has not created any communicable disease.
Mm-hmm.
So because it has not created any communicable disease, they do not see it as a health threat.
Mm-hmm.
So let's take this caller. Good morning to you, caller. All right, feel free to call back. The
yes.
numbers again are 449-3095, 449-3096, 449-3097, 616-4257. These are the numbers. Let's take this one. Good morning to you, caller.
Yes, good morning, Carlton.
Good morning to you. How are you?
How are you doing?
I'm doing well, sir.
Okay, well, I'm doing fine. Carlton, I would like to ask you, how effective saw palmetto is?
Okay.
Saw palmetto.
Mm-hmm. And that's a good question that you've raised. Saw palmetto has been around for many, many years. It's one of the herbal preparations that is documented to help with the enlargement of the prostate. So what it helps, basically what it does, it helps with the bladder health, the streaming. So you are more likely, if you're on saw palmettos, you will pass your urine much freer or better. It will flow better. So the dripping that you would normally experience when you pee with an enlargement of the prostate, you know sometimes you think you're done, you put your penis back in your underwear, time you begin to walk, you recognize a lot of pee coming back. That's why I always say to people, you cannot laugh or jeer at an elderly man and think that he's not bathing because he might smell urine on him. A lot of the times, as we get older, our bladder becomes a little
weaker
mm-hmm. and at the same time too, we are more likely to pass urine, even by even laughing.
Yes,
you understand.
Urinary
so
incontinence.
Much less, right. So can you imagine having an issue with the prostate too? That in itself will cause even more dripping. But saw palmetto has been proven to help this, and it has been around for many years, and it is still very relevant. Many of the medicines, even if doctors use synthetic treatments for the prostate gland, they oftentimes still write prescriptions for salt palmetto berries as well. Yes, they do write prescriptions for it.
We have another caller on the line. Caller, good morning.
Good morning, Carlton, and good morning to you, Trudy.
Good morning,
my friend. Good morning.
Yes, why did you mention about these little bited minges, and yes, they are not a health threat? There are quite a few people that, when they bite them, they get this allergic reaction, mm-hmm, where they get little bumps and water under the, water under the bumps and stuff like that. Because you have people with these conditions. Mosquito, when they bite them, they do them the same thing. Mm-hmm. But you say it cannot be eradicated?
That's what the expert said to me. It cannot be eradicated. They cannot get rid of it. It is way bigger.
But in my opinion, from the time that has been experienced quite around the island for maybe about a year and a half, 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And everybody calling it sandflies. I mean, I know what sandflies are because I'm a beach bum. Mm-hmm. And I know that's not sandflies. Sometimes you don't even see them. They are that small.
That's true.
Yes, extremely small.
And they give you an impactful bite.
Very mm-hmm. sharp.
So you know it's not a mosquito.
Mm-hmm.
A mosquito bites you differently. And I think I have seen to myself that, why is they saying it cannot be eradicated? Nothing has been tried because there has been no spraying of anything in our atmosphere to do with even mosquitoes. We have an infestation of mosquitoes also. And the authorities to deal with that is not actually doing that. And most of the times when you have events coming up or you have carnival or something, you would see them spraying and foreigners coming. Even for the cricket, I expect them to spray the whole place and all that, which is fogging. And that didn't happen. Mm-hmm. So is it another breakdown in the whole system where another institution that's not functioning, the whole health and wellness and environmental and health and all that. All these things are not functioning, you know. So why is he saying that it can't be eradicated? I don't think that they ever tried because I live in the city and there's no spraying. Mm-hmm. There's no cleaning, real cleaning of the drains. There is just picking up of plastics and styrofoam and whatever is left there. But there's no actually cleaning of the drain, you know. And you have stench in the drains, you have stinky drains and a lot of things are born out of these drains because yesterday I stood up and saw just in the corner of the street there maggots just coming out of the drain. And I'm actually seeing, you know what the birds that we call the chupits?
Yes.
The blackbirds?
Yes.
A lot of that in the area. And these are birds that you didn't used to see. But then these things, because they are in our environment now, that become their feeding ground. So they're no longer in the forest looking for worms or decaying this. Right there in the drain, because the drain is so filthy, it produces all their food right there. And the environmental and health people need to make some kind of survey and see what is happening. People need to call and see what's happening in their areas because, look, I think what is happening here, it's appalling. And too many institutions are not functioning in our interest. And the environmental and health is one of them. We have a garbage collection problem. You see in open trucks collecting garbage in Dominica in 2023. You don't have a decent garbage truck to collect garbage and at a consistent time. Give a time and day that is collected and it's collected like that. We have garbage staying sometimes for 2-3 weeks before it is been collected. And that is an environmental problem and causes environmental degradation and a fight for some eyes. Anyway, enough said.
Thank you.
Very good comments. And again, you know, we are not the authority, but I'm glad that when people can express their concerns as it relates to the general health and wellness that he mentioned.
Yeah, but Carlton, my comments on that, I mean, I just want to, you know, introduce this angle. You mentioned that biting minges, and I remember Mr. Masler, Clement Masler, mm-hmm, who is a vector control expert, had been on our program, and he did mention that this might be what it is. Mm-hmm. If they are not vectors, because you mentioned they do not transmit any diseases mm-hmm. that we know of, then the vector control component of environmental health would not Yes. Mm-hmm. So that is what,
that's what
is,
I was told.
Right. So that is also, you know, we have to consider that, because for the, in terms of mosquitoes, mosquitoes spread diseases. We know, you know, dengue and, you know, Zika, chikungunya. So they have the need to control that as a vector. Mm-hmm. But the biting minges now, if they are not a vector, then who's responsible? So I just want to introduce that, you know, peculiarity, because they are a nuisance, those biting minges, but if they are not a vector, then, you know, is vector control applicable for that? And
I,
you know,
that was the rationale that the expert, you know, lamented to me this morning, because I was saying to him that, I mean, for over the past months, the skin conditions of so many people, it's really, really, really bad. And I feel even, I dread the situation, especially with people with eczema. And young children, you know, how this has really impacted them.
Right.
Again, what has happened is that when the minge, which is an arthropod, when it bites you, is the itching, the histamine it releases in your body causes you to itch. And so it's the constant itching that breaks
that aggravates
into
the
skin.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that breaks into the skin and causes secondary infections. But let's take this caller. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling.
So what you're trying to tell me is that we have to sit and wait till, like the guy saying, all our skin turned black, our skin turned whatever color, infection, for us to start taking that serious. We cannot even come outside and enjoy the beach, sit down in our parking lot, enjoy our free time. Mm-hmm. You're telling me that's what all you come on the radio to tell people? That is a vector? What vector?
Well, we said it's not a vector.
But that's what I'm saying. All you're talking about vector and vector. Oh, we want the problem solved.
I understand.
All you're talking like robots, all you be. And,
we're not speaking as robots. We're just basically giving the facts. We're not saying that we're not concerned. Hence the reason why we brought up the discussion. We are not environmental experts. As I said, I did have a discussion with an environmental person. This is the information that was given to me, and I'm just merely relayed it. But from the microbiological standpoint, that as Trudy was saying, and Trudy is into biology, it is not it's not a vector.
No, because people might want you to spray, but what if the spray does not kill that particular animal?
That's what we have to do, doesn't kill that animal.
So whereas we want a solution, we have to figure out what is the best solution.
Yes.
You know?
That's what he was saying to me, that spraying is not going to get rid of it. Let's take this caller. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Carlton, morning.
Good morning to you, sir. Good morning.
I appreciate your topic this morning.
Yes.
And I think it's Miss White. She bring a topic up where your company is supposed to be bringing more nutrition on board and with your diet. I know they're doing a lot of work in, and I want to really praise the culture and go out to the different community and all the educated people. And I believe Mr. Jollies would be very happy. He was a man I just feel cool with. He was a simple, down-to-earth man. And I want to really support all you and all your program.
Thank you.
But one of the things I want to say to you, Carlton, as a marketer into your business, I notice Witches is doing a good thing for the local producers, like the people that do the local manufacturing, like rum punch, pepper sauce.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at in the supermarket, when you go to the chill fridge, you see a lot of Dominica products. Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Blues, Toonies, and a whole range.
Mm-hmm.
As a business person on the front line, where you have the port entry and exit going out and coming in at the bayfront, your brand by the market, by this old market, I find your shelf right next to the cashiers up front.
Mm-hmm.
I find you should have more local products there.
Well, that's something that we can discuss, you know.
What I notice all you have there is more like books and things. And, you know, if a visitor coming in and we just want to pick up a thing, like, let's say the cruise people, the people that go in between Guadeloupe and Martek and go further, they don't want to go right at the back and searching. And one of the other things I find within your company, we the local give you a very good support in buying your raw materials. Your products, we need it, jars, everything. But I even find with church and Astor family, they even giving us a better support. Sorry to bring it to the public.
But we can discuss that because...
You need to push us.
Yeah, because we can discuss that because that's a health topic. So what you're talking about is a sales and marketing issue. So that is something that we can... I understand that, but it's not related to health and wellness because that is a marketing and sales issue. I'm saying to you, you can come to our office and we can have that discussion. But it's something that we can discuss in the office. Okay.
Thank you
so much, caller. Thank you. Okay. Yes. So Trudy, because this is a major concern. Especially when people come on holidays,
mm-hmm.
many people who have been here on holidays, particularly people coming from the UK or certain parts of Europe,
they're suffering.
They've been suffering. They've really been suffering. And maybe our Ministry of Health or Health Promotion Unit may want to, at least have some type of information. Disclosure in terms of explaining to the public
or giving the facts and the ways that the you can as an individual maybe mitigate against the bites,
mm-hmm.
or what should you do, what should you look out for, what should you use, what should you not use, where should you avoid, that type of information. But we've been talking about it on this program. As I mentioned, we had Mr. Masley on, and this was maybe over a year ago. Discussing this issue of the biting mingi. So we've been trying to bring more awareness to the issue, but the solution, and what is the solution that needs to come from, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But again, it's the authorities, the Environmental Health Department. As I said, they may need, if somebody from Environmental Health is listening to us, maybe that's a good time that they can actually call and make a contribution. All right, what we're going to do, Trudy, we're going to take a short break and then we'll be back. I see we have a caller, but let's see if we can take that caller, then take the break. All right, good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling.
Yes, that's me again. So is this thing just like endemic just to Dominica?
No.
Okay, because...
I've heard about it elsewhere.
Okay, because what happened, I spent a week out of here and I was in another neighboring country and I wasn't feeling anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in Dominica, wherever you go, you're just experiencing it.
And, it's like we have an outbreak.
Yeah, and to me, it has been wrong for too long. And if it's not these programs that we bring it out on, you're not hearing the health people come in mm-hmm. and talk about it. Mm-hmm. And then that, it for me, is appalling.
I agree.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with you.
This morning feeling real stink, but I had the intentions to call it slick, but I end up in Jolly's Pharmacy. Great and don't think I street, Jolly's fix up my immune system. Got me feeling fit and strong, now I'm ready to work and take on any mission. If you see me working, Jolly's Pharmacy is number one, Jolly's working. We cater for everyone, Jolly's working. Boost up your immune system, Jolly's working. Yeah. Yo, Dominica, say white father box. Whenever I'm in town and I'm feeling down, I head to Jolly's Pharmacy. They boost me up real quick. Jolly's Pharmacy, leading the way in healthcare.
Who say health cannot have vibes? Well, Jolly's Pharmacy is proving you otherwise. With Health Vibes, every Wednesday morning on Q95 from 10 a.m. to 11:30. Health Vibes, education, information, and a bit of humor. And not forgetting, lots of vibes. Hosted by Carlton Lando, with co-hosts Jacinta Fagan Defo and Trudy Kristen. Jolly's Pharmacy is bringing health and vibes together every Wednesday, so be sure to tune in. Vibes every Wednesday on Q95 from 10 a.m. to 11:30. Jolly's Pharmacy, leading the way in healthcare.
Introducing Jolly's Pharmacy. Brand new website, www.jollys.dm. It's your time to jump the line. Shop now at jollys.dm and have your items delivered in the comfort of your office. No more standing in line. No need to use your lunch hour to shop. Hassle-free shopping, safe and secure. Jollys.dm features rush delivery, 1 hour. In-store pickup, regular delivery, 5 p.m. Cut-off time, 4 p.m. It's your time to jump the line. Visit us at www.jollys.dm. Jolly's Pharmacy, leading the way in healthcare.
So we're back with you. As I said, today is Blank Paper Day. It is a day where you can have your say. We did not come with any set topic, so it's an opportunity where you can have your say as it relates to general health and wellness, your observations, concerns, questions, inquiries, whatever it is. But Trudy, you were making a very valid point to me just when we took the break that none of us never really thought of. As I said to you, the expert said to me that these biting minges, they feed on decaying matter. And you mentioned to me, and decaying matter, as he said, would generally include even fruits.
Right, your
and
plants.
It's the fruit time now. We have had so many mangoes all over the country.
So that could be it. So
that's why we have multiplication.
We need to have that information because you might be just seeing those things around your home. You have your fruits falling off the trees decaying and you're not realizing that is the source.
That is the source. That.
So we're speculating here, but you know, somebody, people who understand pests can really come and give us the correct information how to control the breeding of these animals so that they do not pose such of a big problem as they've been posing. Yes. Yeah.
And I wish that you could have seen. Somebody sent me a photo of an individual.
Of their skin.
It's really, really, really bad. And it is bad. And it causes a bit of cellulitis. Because of the severe inflammation that it causes the skin to swell and even can break and ooze water fluid. So this is something that definitely would require some type of intervention. But we have a caller. Let's take this caller. Good morning to you, caller.
We lost that caller. So caller, feel free to try again.
Okay. The numbers again, 449-3095, 449-3096, 449-3097, 616-4257. And of course, you can make a contribution even if you reside out of Dominica. That number is 305-432-9624. We have another caller. Let's take this caller. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Carl. It's me again. I have a question. Where did the ninjas came from?
I don't know.
The biting ninjas.
I don't know if they've always been there, if they came out of a container. I don't know. So that would be something that maybe environmental health people would have to...
Right. And that's what I was thinking, because I just called back to find out all of a sudden, because I keep hearing people talking about these things, but never really understood the extent of these kind of things. You know, and I know that is not part of your program, and it's not anything that you can do about it, but the environmental and customs are the ones responsible for a lot of these things. And let me just say this real quick, and I'll let you go. I look at different programs, and one of the most strictest places I've seen who cover such things, they will not allow... It's New Zealand. They will not allow any non-native species to come in the country unchecked. And if it's anything they got to treat or do anything, it's a cost to the person who is bringing it in, or sometimes they are not allowed in the country, and they are very strict about that to protect their farmers and their native species. So these are the things. When you start getting a lot of imported stuff from all over the place, and you have lackadaisical borders or border operators, a lot of these things could come in and destroy, like the big snail I hear people talking about. So some of these things, I think, fall back on the government, like my brother Mervin was saying. You know, they got to do better than that. You know, you got to enforce and try to not let certain things come in, because you harm your product, you harm your people, you know, and it's more costly to you in the long run if you don't pick up this immediately. But I'm listening. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I was just actually trying to find out whether this biting minges was a tropical organism, but from what I'm reading, it's in
North
Europe,
United States.
It's in Russia, it's in China, it's all over. So let's take this caller. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning to you, miss.
Okay, I'm happy for that topic.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm speaking from an experience at my home.
Mm-hmm.
My relatives came from England to see me because I'm not well.
Mm-hmm.
And after the second day in Dominica, they had two children with them. They were going mad.
Wow.
And I tell you, real mad.
Hmm.
And if, I don't know who at your place, but they had to go and search at the mega store. If you see the children's skin.
I dealt with them yesterday.
And even the mother's skin.
Yeah, I know.
But you don't see the thing.
Yeah, I dealt with that.
You just feel an itch.
So are they doing better today?
They're not here. They had to go back.
Oh, wow.
They left the country and went back.
Mm-hmm.
Because the skin was it's a pity I didn't take the picture.
Wow.
And the mother is fair, so you can imagine what skin she has now.
Mm.
And the child, two children, one darker than the other.
Mm-hmm.
And they bought antihistamine at your place.
Yes.
They took the one you drink in and plus the one to rub, that wasn't helping. And don't talk about mosquitoes. You under the fan and the mosquitoes biting you under the fan.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can see the mosquitoes, but because if you see it, you can attack it with something in your hand or whatever. But first time I hear the name biting minges.
Yes.
And I think that is the correct name, biting minges.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see them, but you just feel the itch. So that is after they bite you, you feel the itch. And you know what your nails carry.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be scratching that over and over. If you don't know, but you're afraid to go out of the house.
Mm-hmm.
Even inside of the house, they're afraid. So they had to cut short the thing and they went back to England.
Thank you so much, caller.
Okay.
Thank you. Again, Trudy, you just bringing out some messages there, some information there. I don't know if you want to share it with our listeners.
No, we have some callers. Yes. So let's.
So we are doing our own research to even where. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling.
Good morning, Carlton Lando. My name is Justus Marshall. Carlton, I just want to commend you and Trudy and with the support of Jolly's Pharmacy and the rest of your support. Carlton, the information that you all are bringing forth to us, Carlton, you do not know. I'm in St. Thomas, Carlton. I have that same bite and that same thing. We have the mangoes and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
But, Carlton, the time you all take to go through, do basic research, make basic requests and ask for support. Carlton, I will say it again. I cannot remember one doctor in Dominica going as far as you all go. And Carlton, you are God sent. You are God sent to our people, my boy. Trudy, you are God sent to our people, man. And the program organized with the strength of Jolly Pharmacy, I mean, you guys are just blessings to us. Because there's nowhere else in Dominica you get such a program. Nowhere else, Carlton. And Carlton, that effort, my boy, all I can say is God bless you, Carlton. That lovingness and kindness, I know you got it from your mom and your dad, Carlton. And Carlton, you are blessing. Trudy, I don't know much of your mom and dad, but Trudy, your expression, you give it to us with joy, with fun. And guys, continue your good work. I will absorb all because I'm not there to question any of you because you all do most of the questioning to come back and give us information. I am grateful and God bless you all. Continue your good work. Carlton, again, knowing you from young man, you know, you're just a blessing, boy.
You're just
a blessing. God bless you all.
Appreciate
again,
that.
Trudy
Thank you.
And Carlton.
Thank you so much, Mr. Marshall.
Thank you.
I see we have another caller.
Yes.
Good morning to you, caller. The lines are really going. Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning, Carlton.
Good morning to you. How are you doing today?
I'm blessed.
All right.
I'm not too sure whether it's true, but the information that I got a long time is that this insect is coming from the seaweed.
Well, that is another breeding spot for them. Yeah, the again, the expert mentioned that to me today, that he was saying that's why they may be causing the upsurge of seaweed, or how you call it?
The sargassum?
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, that's the weed that by the coming from Africa side. Yes. So that's what I heard. I'm not too sure if it's true. Mm-hmm.
They might be attributing these minges to, again, the trade winds, this from the Sahara dust. And there is a lot of discussions about that too. But it's something else. I wanted to read something though. Thanks for calling, caller.
Okay.
I want to read something that I just, you know, picked up there. What are biting minges vectors of? And it says in Central and South America, Western and Central Africa, and some Caribbean islands, biting minges are the vectors of, what's it called this?
Filarial worms in the genus Mansonella.
Okay. Whatever that is. You're the biologist. So they say these parasites, so let's take this again.
They're saying that it can be a vector of filarial worms in the genus Mansonella, and these parasites can cause infection in humans that produce dermatitis and skin lesions.
And that's what we're seeing. So that's a major issue there.
Yeah, for some people.
It, produces dermatitis, which is inflammation of the skin, and skin lesions, because the adult worms are located in the skin. So that is another interesting thing. But you also had some information about it.
No, in Australia, they were saying that they have no known chemical to address it. So they don't recommend chemical use because there's no known chemical. That's from Australia that I got that information, that is known to kill that particular pest. I see the lines are going. Carlton, really, let's take some calls. Caller, good morning.
Good morning to you, caller. Going once. All right, let's take this other call. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling.
Good morning, Carlton.
Good morning to you.
If you're a reader from calling.
Yes, ma'am. Good morning. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm trying, even though I have my little ups and downs, but I'm holding, I'm hanging in there.
All right.
But I called to tell you, thanks for the education and the young lady you have. I don't know. I want to know someday when I come at Jolly's.
She doesn't work with us, but she is at the Dominica State College. That's where she is.
Okay.
She's
Well, thanks for educating us, and I'm listening, and you're doing a good job, and you will get your reward from man, but you will get your reward from the Almighty Father.
Thank you so
and
much, my
dad. Keep on educating us. I'm listening.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Have a great day. Let's take this. The lines are really going this morning. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling.
Hey, doctor. Blessings to you, sir.
Blessings to you, my friend. Good morning.
Blessings. Blessings to you, Empress.
Blessings. Morning.
Blessings, there. Blessings. Carlton, I've been observing through the years. And they talk about the climate change and animals mutating, but there is the deliberate altering. You heard about the altered mosquitoes? They're looking to kill mosquitoes carrying diseases.
No, I have not. I have not.
In Brazil, in Brazil, they had a place where they breeded hybrid mosquitoes to kill those that the Aegypti mosquitoes and all of that. So man advancement in technology is very curious. Is that a new species?
No, it's been around.
From what we're reading, it's been around, and it's all over the world as well.
Okay, because my neighbor usually complains about sunfly, and I tell her, I feel them little things biting me sometimes. Sandfly. So it may not be sandfly.
No, we're seeing it's not sandfly. People are confusing it with sandflies, but it's not behaving like sandflies and not biting like sandflies.
I came in a little late, so I did not follow up. Is there some studies having to do with the comparison of the species in Dominica?
No, we don't. Not that we know of as yet, in terms of quantified information. Qualitative information about it. It's a major concern even for us in the pharmacy business. We've seen so many patients come in, you know, with really bad dermatitis. Sometimes we've even had to refer them to Dr. Sanford, the dermatologist on island, because of the the intensity or severity of it, you know?
So it's based on the symptoms, and we are concluding it's not sandfly.
No, it's not sandflies.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's, yes, it is biting minges. Yes.
But what's the
it's
term?
It's called biting minges.
Biting
minges. M-I-D-G-E-S.
Minges. Minges.
Yes.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I hope I'm not minged on by the minges.
Thank you, caller. Thank you.
And Dr. Lisa, blessings to you all.
Thank
Take
you.
Care.
So I'm just reading something there quickly. It says, what conditions do minges like? Minges love warm and damp conditions the best. This makes dawn and dusk particularly popular for them. If you have to go outside during these key weather conditions, make sure you have literally applied the aforementioned insecticide. So for example, your off spray, your any of those and insect repellents, you want to apply that, and wear long sleeve legged clothing to cover as much exposed skin as possible. I know it is very hot and many of us cannot stand all these thick clothes and so forth, but in cases where you are more susceptible, you have to wear, and preferably not dark clothing.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take this caller. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling.
Captain, good morning.
Good morning to you, sir. Good morning.
To you and your other partner in the studio.
Good morning.
This is a very serious situation, you know. But my important question is the Ministry for Health and the government by extension aware of that situation?
I believe they are, to be honest. I believe that there have been a lot of conversations about that, and it is something that, again, the Ministry of Health, along with the Chief Medical Officer's Office and all of that, I think they should be having some discussions, so they should be aware of that.
But you see, yes, being aware is one thing, but action is another thing. And for the length of time I've been hearing about people talking about that matter, you know, I mean the government who has a health department should have moved quickly and get whatever pesticide or whatever it is they have to get to, because that is around the country. Now, Jolis cannot do that. Jolis Pharmacy cannot do that. All right, they can ask you all to work with them. Good to get this matter solved as quickly as possible and to ensure that you have the medication in store. All right? So that the nation, the population can purchase and treat themselves and their homes. But the government has to move. These people they're just creeping like snails. Jesus Christ, man. Thank you.
All right. But as we mentioned earlier on, that based on evidence, there doesn't seem to be any chemical that is currently used to eradicate or to kill the minges. So that is one of the challenges that is facing this. And again, like mosquitoes, from what the research is showing, that insects, or you maybe say an insect, they normally are in swarms, so they thousands of them fly together to spots, and so these are, I guess that is what makes it. And if you live in an area that's very damp, and you know you're going to maybe experience a larger population there. Let's take this caller. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, Carlton, good day. Good day to you and Julian.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning.
Yeah, Carlton, you know, a lot of these things, especially when you talk about things that come from rotted stuff, it's very hard to get things to kill them, to solve their problem. And we might have to study this for a while, because it might be the heat too. We have to see if it's seasonal, because this heat is not just driving humans crazy, it's driving a lot of microorganisms crazy.
True.
You know? So we might have to study that for a while, but maybe the only option is something that you can rub on your skin, and that you're going to have to figure out. But There's no thing they can spray on that to solve that problem.
Good point.
Thank
good
you.
Good morning, caller. Yeah. Let's take this caller. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling.
But you know, Carlton, sorry to be calling again, you know. All right?
Yes,
because
sir.
This is a very important matter. This is based on the health of the people of Dominica. They have time to be doing so many things. So many things they have time to be doing. Passport sales and everything. I'm sorry to be saying that, you know, in the program. But it's a fact. So if they have time to do all those things, why not give, you know, those important things the attention that they need to get rid of it quickly? Because they are all about doing all kind of things that all kind of unnecessary things that should not be done. Thank you.
All right. They're saying as well, biting minches may attack exposed skin in large numbers, and their bites can be irritating and painful. Only the females bite using the blood they obtain as a protein source to develop the eggs. So again, just like the female,
similar
the female,
to
yeah, female
yeah.
mosquito bites, mm-hmm. the male doesn't. I think that this is a real hot topic. We had an empty page, but that seemed to be the census. Good morning to you, caller. Good morning. Good morning, caller. Good morning. All right. We may have lost you. Feel free to call back. We have an open page this morning where you can call, express yourself relating to a health and wellness matter that is of concern to you. Let's take this caller. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling.
Yes, Carlton. Good morning.
Good morning, caller. Good morning.
Yes, I heard your host said that this issue is all around the world. I don't think that's true because, you know, I have not heard any other countries complaining of this issue. There was a football tournament going on in New Zealand. We watched something like this. So.
Hold on. I said the insect, the animal exists all around the world. The issue of it being so excessive here is what we're discussing, but the animal itself exists in other countries around the world.
It does.
That's what
but
we said.
But this issue of everybody being affected, I don't think it's being experienced all over the world because
that's
in the United
true.
States, I'm not hearing about it, nor do I... Am I having any issues? So
I agree.
Because it's all around the world and the issue is all around the world or something, it's probably giving the authorities more leverage not to take care of it. They have to take care of it. It's in Dominica. So the issue all around the world is not correct. I don't think it should be said to give the authorities more leverage not to, to take care of it. All right,
caller. Again, it may be misconstrued in terms of the information that because we were merely just reading something that that came from Australia, and she was just basically related to that.
Yes, that the insect exists all over the world. The explosion of it here is a different story, but it does exist all over the world. That is a legitimate fact that mm-hmm. it exists. Not that the issue of its overbreeding exists all over the world, but the insect does exist all over the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that is, you know, for now, let me just speak from a pharmacological standpoint. The first thing that you want to remember for these types of organisms, because when they do bite, they release histamine into the body. Histamine is one of the chemicals that can cause reaction, such as swelling, itching, pain when released into the body. In large amount, it can even cause bronchospasms. So that's why some people, when they if they are stung by bees or so, they can have their blood, their alveoles or their air sacs constrict, and they can have difficulty breathing. So even with histamine being released in the body, these are some of the complications that could occur. What we normally recommend is antihistamines. So people who have this condition or they're severely affected by these biting minges, we normally recommend antihistamines, that they should be using an antihistamine at least once a day, For a long period of time to basically help to protect the skin, to block against the histamine that is released from the stinging of this organism. We also recommend a mild corticosteroid cream or ointment that you apply on the skin that is going to help to reduce inflammation, redness, and breaking of the skin. So an antihistamine like hydrocortisone or betamethasone, any of these these corticosteroid creams can also be used. Sometimes we may also compound it with an antibacterial agent like neomycin to heal the cracks and the sores that may also be there. And if you have secondary infections, in cases where there is a severe secondary infections where your glands are swollen, you have difficulty even walking because your legs are so swollen, you may need to get oral antibiotics, would have to be prescribed by your doctor. Let's take this caller. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling.
Sorry to call a second time.
That's okay.
But my people, they came to your department, and the pharmacist there had to give them antihistamine.
Yes.
They had the liquid to drink,
mm-hmm.
and she also gave him something else to rub the skin.
Yes.
But that didn't help them.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine they came down here. They knew they were coming to a tropical island, so they didn't bring so much of a long pants and and even when they put it on, they are so hot.
Yes.
They had to take it out, but it didn't help them. And the children were bawling.
Mm.
And if you see, I tell you, if you see the skin, it was broken.
Mm.
So they had to fly back to England.
Yes,
and
yes,
since
yes.
they went back to England, they have not called me or told me anything about that happening, but just that they went to a pharmacist in England and he's treating them.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know, I'm sorry to call, but that's
okay. No, that's okay, that's okay.
And she spent so much money buying things
mm-hmm.
to make them comfortable while they're there. And they could not finish it because it was not working for them.
Yes, I understand.
You know?
Let's take this other caller. Thanks for calling, caller. Thank you. Let's take this caller. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning.
Yeah, I want to thank you all for an excellent program and dissemination of very helpful information.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a problem that I personally have been concerned about, and I'm very worried that nothing has been done seriously. It has not been taken
mm-hmm. as a serious That's a major problem. Concern by most people.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and I'm hoping that at least the authorities are listening. They are aware of the concerns. If they are, although I think they are aware, and for some, oh, we've been ignoring. But I'm hoping some action can take place. I recognize, as you pointed out, that it's an issue that's difficult to deal with. But at least the sensitization of the public, letting them know how they can deal with, you know, the patterns of that biting minge, that it will affect you mostly at dusk and at dawn, right? Mm-hmm. Also, I'm not too sure whether you've covered the issue of alternative hosts, because animals, you know, around dogs, cats, and so on, will harbor them. Okay, so that in itself can be a problem and an issue or part of how you manage it. Not saying that we have to, you know, get rid of our pets or anything like that. But certainly knowing all we can about it will help us to deal with the problem once again. Once again, I thank you for the work that you continue to do.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much. And Trudy, our lines are just going so much today. Let's take this caller. Good morning to you, caller.
Carlton.
Yes, sir. Good morning again.
I just called to give an update on what Blessing just said a while ago. The engineered mosquito.
Mm-hmm.
Engineered mosquito, they've been working on that for the last few years, you know, try to eradicate West Nile virus. Well, they call it West Nile virus here in the United States. But basically what it is, malaria. So they're trying to engineer this mosquito to fight that West Nile virus so it don't spread the disease. Once the engineered mosquito comes in, they will not be able to inject an individual with that virus once that engineered mosquito comes in, then it kills off the one that is, transmissible. So he is right, because they had it in the news in the last week or two or so. I just called to say that.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling again. It's now 11:24. We have just about 6 more minutes on the show this morning. It would really be interesting, though, to find out whether the temperature is a factor with the population, because again, it's been really, really hot, and this seemed to be biting people all through the day. And some people, you know, it is something else. It is really, really something else. And as I said, particularly with children, it really breaks my heart when I see the children's skin are just broken. And if adults are scratching, much as for children, they really cannot prevent it. You know, particularly the extremities, the legs. So it is something that warrants more discussion, more public health
education,
and because there seem to be a lot of misconceptions, misunderstandings, misinformation relating to these minches. What we will do, let's take a short break, and then we will climax today's episode of Health Vibes.
Introducing Jolly's Pharmacy, brand new website, www.jollys.dm. It's your time to jump the line. Shop now at jollys.dm and have your items delivered in the comfort of your office. No more standing in line. No need to use your lunch hour to shop. Hassle-free shopping, safe and secure. Jollys.dm features rush delivery, 1 hour. In-store pickup, regular delivery, 5 p.m. Cut-off time, 4 p.m. It's your time to jump the line. Visit us at www.jollys.dm. Jolly's Pharmacy, leading the way in healthcare. In healthcare.
Oh, and if they say convenience could make a big difference, then you can trust me. I know just where you should be. And that is JP Mega, 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 Mega. The one-stop shop in Dominica, Nica, 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 Nica. You could be shopping and having fun shopping with your daughter or with your son. Shopping. We cater to everyone. What a happy place. Happy place. Oh, JP Mega, 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 Mega. Stop shopping, Dominica, nigga, 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 nigga. You could be shopping and having fun. Shopping. Bring Papa and Mama along. Shopping. We cater to everyone. What a happy place, happy place.
Oh, what a happy place. Purchase 6 or more of any item and you automatically qualify for a discount. Check us out at the Mega Store in Funkole, where there's lots of parking. On Monday to Friday from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. On Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. And on Sundays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. JP Mega. Best family shopping experience.
Who say health cannot have vibes? Well, Jolly's Pharmacy is proving you otherwise. With Health Vibes, every Wednesday morning on Q95 from 10 a.m. to 11:30. Health Vibes. Education, information, and a bit of humor. And not forgetting lots of vibes. Hosted by Carlton Lando with co-hosts Jacinta Fagan-Defoe and Trudy Kristen. Jolly's Pharmacy is bringing health and vibes together every Wednesday, so be sure to tune in. Health Vibes. Health Vibes every Wednesday on Q95 from 10 a.m. to 11:30. Health Vibes. Health Vibes. Jolly's Pharmacy, leading the way in healthcare.
So we're back with you. It is just about time for us to end today's episode, but I must say that you were awesome. You actually made the show today. You called and you called and you called. We came in with a blank paper and we said today was your day to have your say. And we will be doing that from time to time, where we'll just come and just give you the opportunity to have your say, ask questions, make suggestions, inquire about certain things, raise up the awareness of certain things, because we know that as well, you have answers too. We don't have all the answers, We're not claiming to have all the answers. And we know that out there in Radio Land, there are many, many, many experts in all different areas. And so we are happy that we could have given you the opportunity to do so this morning. Again, I believe that this whole biting mange's issue, we will continue to closely monitor it. We do hope that the mere fact that today's discussion centered so much on this environmental issue, that the authorities would have heard, or someone may have told them or will tell them, that this was a big discussion this morning on the radio, and that we will be able to get some sort of information, factual information, from that particular department that deals with environmental matters.
Yeah, Carlton, and we should mention too that we have tried in the past, yes, and will continue to try, mm-hmm, to engage, you know, the Environmental Health Department and you know, maybe have someone on the show. Mm-hmm. A past Environmental Health Officer, Clement Maslett, did come on the show, mm-hmm, to discuss the same topic that, mm-hmm, seems to be so, mm-hmm, you know, it seems to be a big focus for so many people. And we will try to get a current officer to come on and do some education, because it's something that, you know, from the discussion today, is very, very relevant to the population.
Definitely. So it's now just about 11:30, and we have to leave you at this time. It was a pleasure again sitting here and really interacting with you, listening to you, and connecting with you. We thank you so much for being a respectful audience, and we've always gotten very respectful calls, and we try to really give people the opportunity and the avenue to express themselves in a very amicable manner. So from me to you and Miss Christian and all of us at Jolly's Pharmacy, we want to say to you, have an awesome day. Continue to enjoy your week. And as always, your health is indeed your greatest resource. Preserve it. Have a good morning, everybody. And do take care. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Who say health cannot have vibes? Well, Jolly's Pharmacy is proving you otherwise. With Health Vibes, every Wednesday morning on Q95 from 10 a.m. to 11:30. Health Vibes, education, information, and a bit of humor. And not forgetting lots of vibes. Hosted by Carlton Lando, with co-hosts Jacinta Fagan-Defo and Trudy Christian. Jolly's Pharmacy is bringing health and vibes together every Wednesday, so be sure to tune in. Every Wednesday.